he's one of them.
The 49ers are a very well-coached, talented team, all three phases. So they're a very physical football team, and you have to prepare for that type of game. And you know, that's what we did for 10 quarters this year.
Here we go! Let's go, boys. Make some blocks now. Let's go. Hey, this group is going to throw flags, so clean it up! All right, how many times we get him in third down?
First and goal from St. Louis, one. Kaepernick gets to Gore, sidesteps a tackle, he's in. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Got him. Oh, s***. I'm trying to figure out, receivers don't run out of bounds. They have to stay in bounds. So I got a 9 or 10 yard stutter to go, and so there's illegal contact that puts him out of bounds, and then he says there's no DPI. I just want to talk to Larry.
Well, he can't have DPI, obviously, if he's out of bounds.
Well, how do you
illegal contact, if that put him out of bounds, that's a whole other story.
That's what I'm saying. Receivers okay. Don't
well,
run out of bounds.
Him.
Well, I'll go ask him. Easy. Can you get it?
58 yards. Yeah.
Go for it.
Donnie Hecker to put it down. Zuerlein steps into it, line drive kick, plenty of gusto, it's on its way, and he missed it, wide right.
You know, in the first game, both teams had opportunities to win that game, and no one would have expected, nor did I expect, that we would come back and go right back into overtime. When you play two games within 3 or 4 week period against the same team, they're usually completely different. This one resembled the first one.
Hey, listen up! This is a real good place to be right now! Anything better would be up by a couple touchdowns. We can take it over. Let's shift it and take it over and go win it. Teams, you keep up the good work on teams. Offense, you're protected. We'll get points. Defense, keep working. Get the ball back. Let's put the pressure on them. Let's finish. Finish on 3, 1, 2, 3. Finish.
First down, here's the blitz. Kaepernick can't chase. In his own end zone, being tracked. Now he's going to throw the ball away.
That's
the
safety.
To the Rams sideline.
He didn't make it out of the ball.
Rams say he was not out of the tackle box. They say it's a safety.
All right, kickoff return after safety.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do here? You want to talk 21? Tell him to go rise up, make a play?
Yeah.
Or you want to leave 22 in there?
I want to rise up. Okay. Go back in there and be a man.
Let's tell him to go man up and make a play.
Now they stack Ted Ginn Jr. behind Gore. They're going to run the option. They pitch it to Ginn, and it's over his head. He's got to try to get it. It's on the turf, and Jenkins has got it for a touchdown.
Get it. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Well, we had him backed up, and we got him into third down, and you know, we felt like if we could get him into third down, it would be our one chance to get off the field. And then to saw the play develop, it was a unique play. I didn't expect that type of play out of them, especially with asking the quarterback to pitch the ball, which he did. But ball's on the ground, Janor saw it, and you know, when the ball's on the ground or in the air, he can go get it.
Two point!
Brad from the gun. Takes the snap, settles, throws short. And this ball game is tied with 3:04 to go.
We got a tied ball game now.
Yeah, I mean, 2-point conversion was important, and then we get called for a false start, which you know, was a little suspect. But, you know, converting the 2-point conversion from the 7-yard line was not an easy thing, and especially when you got Lance, you know, going up against and beating their best defensive player.
Timeout, 2 seconds on the game clock. 2. Right now, timeout.
2 seconds left. Greg Zuerlein to send the game to overtime. Johnny Hecker will put it down. It comes from the right hash. Ball is down. Kick is away. On its way. He's got enough leg. And Greg Zuerlein is going to send the 49ers and Rams to overtime for the second time in 3 weeks.
Hey, you're back, buddy. Greg, good job.
Well, you know, Greg made that first kick in overtime and the first game against him, but, you know, we were called for a delayed game. So he's got a great leg, and he's got plenty of distance. And Greg's one of those guys that, you know, just goes out there and kicks. He gets caught up in the moment. He knows that this is an opportunity, and that's his job.
Is down, kick is away. David Akers just missed. He is wide right, and the Rams will take over at their own 41 with 4:11 to play in overtime.
Yeah. Okay. All right, here we go. Gotta go now. Now I'm going to call timeout with 1 second on the play clock and go win this, okay?
Jake McQuaid the snap. Johnny Hecker puts it down. Kick is on its way. Plenty of leg on its way. It is good. Greg Zerline has won it. The Rams have just beat the 49ers in overtime on a 54-yard boot by the rookie Greg Zerline.
It means a lot for us to remain undefeated in the division. Our division is a very tough division. It's physical. It's very talented. And for us as a group of young players to come in and play the way we have, it's a big building block for us.
All right, listen up, guys. Listen. What did we say 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Five
wins,
right? We have a couple more weeks. We're going to continue the fight, right? We know it's going to take us 10 quarters just to beat them once. I'll tell you, that might just count as twice. That's a great job. Hanging in there. We know how good their defense is. We know what they're capable of doing. We didn't get it quite going like we wanted to offensively, but you know what? When those things are happening, you make a play on defense. We make plays. And, that is one great job, okay?
Well, I think we proved this year that we made significant improvement from the start of the season to the end. We got a lot of exciting young players on our roster, a lot of players that have the potential to make a lot of plays. They're going to play hard. Not many people gave us an opportunity to, or thought we were, for that matter, going to have the success that we did in the division, and we did. So, next season is all about taking one more step.
That's what I'm talking about.